Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 15, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden's poll numbers continue to crater. The White House very worried about the Christmas shopping season. A survey shows half of San Francisco residents want to leave the city. The Rolling Stones cancel their own song. Also ahead, listeners sound off. But first, a number of Americans happy with President Biden's leadership sinking. According to Real Clear Politics, the president's approval rating average, the average, now 43%. 52% disapprove. Mr. Biden's biggest loss is among independents. Two-thirds of unaffiliated voters now oppose his $3.5 trillion spending package. Just a quarter of Americans believe the massive program will do anything to help their lives. And the worst for Biden may be yet to come as the economy totters. Economists inside the White House growing nervous about the upcoming holidays. Supply chains, inflation, high prices may cause big problems for the busiest sales season of the year. The Biden administration asking Walmart, UPS, and other companies to work longer hours. The crisis could even impact what's on your menu this Thanksgiving. Turkey supplier Butterball warning that a potential poultry shortage could be on the way. New survey from Silicon Valley says most people living in San Francisco want to leave the city. 56% want out within the next few years. 44% say they'll stick around. Biggest factors behind the Bay Area exodus are crime, homelessness, housing costs. The average home in San Francisco, $1.4 million. Median rent for a one-bedroom apartment, $4,000 a month. The Rolling Stones dropping a big hit from their concert set list this fall. The group will no longer perform Brown Sugar after some woke people complained about a slavery reference in the song. Now, not everybody agrees with the decision to drop Brown Sugar. Guitarist Keith Richards, who wrote the song, says, quote, "I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where the beef is." In a moment, some listeners have beefs. We'll get to them next. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listener sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. First letter comes from George, who lives in Rancho Santa Fe, California. Hey, Bill, love the O'Reilly Update, and we're lucky to have someone like you. What about Donald Trump running again in 2024? He's a lightning rod who ignites visceral hatred like few can. Do you think he has a chance? Yes, George, I do think he has a chance, but you are absolutely right that it's Donald Trump's personality, not his policies while president. that may hold the Republicans back. So I have interviewed Mr. Trump about his personality, and you can see that interview Monday and hear it here on the O'Reilly Update, at least part of it. BillO'Reilly.com will have the whole thing. But you're absolutely right. If Donald Trump would make some modifications in his presentation, I think he could win in 2024. Thomas is in Clovis, California. We have a lot of listeners in California. Hey, Bill, the reason President Biden is not solving any problems is because he is the problem. Okay, I'm not going to push back on that, Thomas. I don't believe Joe Biden is capable of running the United States of America in an efficient way. Now, you can say he's mentally deficient. You can say a lot of things. But the fact is that his first 9 months in office has been a disaster for all Americans, for everyone. So then you fill in the why. And I'm going to have to agree with you at this point, Thomas. President Biden is the problem. Let's go to Donna and Pierre, South Dakota. Bill, there's absolutely no reason for people with natural immunity to get vaxxed. Well, Donna, how are we going to calibrate that? Are you going to carry around your medical file? So businesses in particular are very worried about having COVID-infected people come into the office, the restaurant, the gym, whatever it may be. So the authorities, if you're vaxxed, give you a card where you can have it on your iPhone and you show it. But if you have natural immunity to COVID, what are you going to do? So, yeah, in theory, but in practice, impossible. Tim, Manhattan Beach, California, who is exactly the media and why is there no honest journalism? The media are people who report public events, Tim. That's who the media are. Now, there's a lot more of them used to be because of the internet. But the corporate media is the problem because we are not getting an honest information flow out of the corporate media because it's so ideological. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And we'd like you to write us in a moment something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. So how about that new James Bond movie? In my morning edition, I kind of panned it, and the question now becomes, is it worth $12 for you? Might be. First, the facts about Mr. Bond. No Time to Die is the 25th film in the franchise. The movie made $56 million at the USA box office last weekend. Not a great showing. However, worldwide, it made $300 million, and that's boffo, as they say in Hollywood. They love Bond in the third world. Daniel Craig was paid $25 million for his final role as Bond, not including producer credits and other revenue. Mr. Craig is vacuuming up money, but he's done. No more Bond for him. And now, my assessment. So, James Bond is a woke guy, no longer a womanizer. He's romantic. He's in love. He even has a daughter. Someone send him a lawnmower. Bond is also inclusive. He shoots everybody, but it's video game violence, the stuff the kids like. The creator of James Bond, Ian Fleming, wove a male fantasy about a secret agent who righted all wrongs, saved the world, was suave, debonair, well-dressed, the ladies loved him, and very tough. That's what Ian Fleming wrote in his books. Mr. Fleming, a former British Secret Service agent himself, is long past, but he's got to be rolling around in a coffin. Because the new Bond is a very sensitive man. So, I remember way back in 1962, my father took me to see Dr. No, the first Bond. And I was enthralled. Also, President Kennedy plugged the movie. He liked the Bond books. And here's some irony for you. I saw the 25th film in the same movie theater my father took me to. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.